It's time for our Teach Me What You Know segment. Every week we learn a new skill, like how to write a novel or how to change careers. Today we're learning how to do something that's on a lot of people's minds this time of year, taxes.
Tom Milliken is our guest. He's a principal at SVA, a certified public accounting firm in Madison. Tom, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So tax day is officially Tuesday, April 15th. And if we haven't started yet or finished yet, I don't know, are we slackers? Are we hopeless?
I don't think so. It's actually been not that long since the IRS is all set up with their computers and is ready to accept returns. So I think it's really the time to get going right now.
So for those of us who have maybe not done them, doing them for the first time, what is the first step?
Well, I think the first step in preparing your tax returns is to assemble all of the records that you're going to need to do that. You know, today, most sources of income are actually reported by the payor of that income. Reported to you on a W-2 form or a 1099 form or some other kind of reporting document, and that same information is also reported to the Internal Revenue Service and the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. So when you file your returns, I think it's important that you make sure that any information returns that you've received, that you certainly report that income on the return, because the government has that information already, and if you don't report it, they'll generally end up assessing you at some time in the future. I guess the hardest part is to identify those things that might help you in your taxes, those items that might be eligible for a deduction, real estate taxes, property tax payments, charitable contributions, interest expense that you might pay on a mortgage, tuition that you might be paying for higher education. Those things may not necessarily be reported to you, so it's important that you keep good records.
And looking at these documents, you mentioned some of them. Are there any others that tend to slip through the cracks? And also, we know about the W-2 form, but what sorts of documents are we talking about in general?
For example, you might have Form 1099-R to report distributions that you receive from retirement plans or from IRAs. There's a 1098-T that reports tuition and fees that you pay to or that you've paid for higher education expenses. Those are ones that oftentimes go unnoticed.
So one big decision to make pretty early on, I imagine, is am I going to try to do this myself or get some professional help? What kind of circumstances do you think would lead us to not go it alone?
Today there are really a lot of good software packages out there. Probably the most commonly used one is TurboTax, and that software costs I would say about between $65 and $75, depending on where you buy it. And that software will actually prompt you through a series of questions to try to uncover all of those items of income and deductions that you might be available to you, and kind of prompt you on what information that you need. And so I think a lot of wage earning people that might have some investment accounts, bank accounts, whatever, can pretty much do returns on their own. You can actually go out onto the IRS website, and there is a link to about 14 different self-preparation software packages that you can access. And if your income is below a certain level, I think it's like $58,000. You can actually do your returns for free on that thing. Where you might need to get help from a professional is if you have investments in, say, a corporation that's taxed as an S-corp or a partnership where you're receiving a Form K-1 with a lot of information that you have to report on your return, and it's not normal type stuff, so you might not know where to report it. If you are a beneficiary of a trust and receive distributions from a trust, that might be another situation. If you're the owner of a business and you're self-employed, you've got to report all the income and expenses from that business. But if you have assets that are used in the business and you need to depreciate those assets, there's several alternative ways that you can calculate that depreciation. Some are more beneficial than others. So if you're looking to minimize your taxes and you have some somewhat complicated decisions to make, I think that might be the time when you want to look for a professional tax preparer.
It's interesting because among some people I know, they get their taxes done professionally, and it's sort of the sense that if you do them yourself, you're risking losing out on a lot of money. And if you pay to have it done, well, the tax preparer can find a lot of things that will save you money that you, the uninitiated, would never have found for yourself. Is that not true? Is it pretty easy to do it yourself? I'm not losing $500 by doing it myself?
I think that for many people that are get a W-2 because they're earning wages and they have a bank account, maybe some limited amount of investments, particularly if they're not itemizing deductions, they're very capable of doing returns themselves. Where you might need some help is, let's say you've got children in college and there are various alternative tax credits or deductions that are available for qualified higher education expenses, and trying to determine which one of those various available credits, you have to choose one or the other, and the IRS doesn't tell you which one you should claim. So it really involves having to calculate those benefits several different ways and try to determine which one gives you the best result, and then that's what you claim on your tax return. So that might be a situation where somebody is losing out, but I think if someone doesn't own a home, for example, so they don't have a mortgage or real estate taxes. Generally, that person would not be itemizing deductions; they would be claiming a standard deduction, standard personal exemption, and all their income is reported to them on information returns such as W-2s and 1099s. I think most people would be pretty self-sufficient preparing their own returns.
I think a lot of people may go in with a lot of fear that maybe they'll make an honest mistake and then the dreaded audit comes along and they'll be dragged away in chains or something. How much fear should we have of an IRS audit down the road?
I think, of course, I've been working with the IRS or against the IRS for 30 years, so I may have a different view on this, but my experience is people fear the IRS a lot more than they should. And no one wants to get that letter in the mail from the Internal Revenue Service saying they owe some money for something. A lot of times, you just need to provide more information to the IRS. But I think with IRS notices or from the Department of Revenue, that might be a time when you do want to go to get some help from a professional, because we're used to dealing with those types of things. The IRS is not always right. Sometimes they make a mistake. Sometimes they just need more information. And I think the tendency that people that aren't familiar with the IRS, they get an assessment notice in the mail and they just go ahead and pay it without just assuming that they're wrong. And I think more times than not, further explanation or further correspondence with the IRS will resolve the problem in the taxpayer's favor.
All right. So don't be afraid of the tax man or the tax persons. All right, Tom, well, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. I'm glad you had me today.
We've been talking with Tom Milliken, principal at SVA, a certified public accounting firm in Madison. He was with us for Teach Me What You Know on how to prepare your taxes.